the Public News Service DOAA newscast for October the 4th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. A Knoxville group of concerned citizens will head next month to an international meeting at the United Nations in New York. Daniel Smith reports their focus is the total elimination of nuclear weapons.
The Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons was passed in 2021. It makes all facets of nuclear weaponry illegal under international law, from development and testing to stockpiling these weapons. Tanvi Cardalay with the Oak Ridge Environmental Peace Alliance says 69 countries have ratified the treaty, and additional 28 countries have signed but not ratified it.
The U.S. has not signed on to this treaty. The treaty does require that every year the states' parties, they meet once a year to discuss the treaty, next steps, kind of like put more flesh on the bones, actually make plans on how they're going to move forward with this.
The meeting is November 27th to December 1st.
Now from the New York Times, the House Tuesday voted to oust Kevin McCarthy from the speakership, a move without precedent that left the chamber without a leader and plunged it into chaos. After a far-right challenge to McCarthy's leadership, eight GOP hardliners joined Democrats to strip the California Republican of the speaker's gavel. The vote was 216 to 210. The Times notes shortly after the vote, McCarthy announced in a closed-door meeting with Republicans he would not run for speaker again. Michigan state lawmakers are moving closer to restricting gun ownership for more people who've been convicted of domestic violence.
The House Criminal Justice Committee has voted to advance two bills making possession of firearms tougher in Michigan. The proposed changes would prevent anyone convicted of domestic violence from possessing a gun or ammunition for 8 years after completion of their sentence. Chief sponsor is Democratic State Representative Amos O'Neill of Saginaw.
Newly convicted domestic abusers should not have easy access to deadly weapons. These bills put the people of Michigan first by delivering more common sense gun reform.
Michigan's current law restricts firearms possession for people convicted of felony domestic violence, which is rarely charged. These proposals include specific misdemeanor convictions as well. Backers of the legislation say more than 30 other states have similar laws and that these states experience 10 to 15% lower rates of domestic violent death. With a survivor by his side, attorney Heath Lowry with the Michigan Coalition to End Domestic and Sexual Violence told lawmakers that the vote means state leaders are listening to domestic violence survivors and taking their stories to heart. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
According to the Michigan Violent Death Reporting System, an average of 70 Michigan women and children are killed every year. This is Public News Service. Federal student loan payments resume this month after a three-year pause, but people in public service have until the end of the year to benefit from recent repayment reforms.
The Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program will forgive the remainder of your federal student loan after you've worked for a public agency or certain nonprofits for 10 years and made 120 payments. Jessica St. Paul is a physician assistant and an adjunct faculty community college professor in L.A. who helps run student loan clinics for her union, part of the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT.
They can apply for public service loan forgiveness and consolidate their loans to get into an income-driven repayment plan, all on the same website, studentaid.gov.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
AFT 1521 members have achieved more than $4 million of student loan forgiveness through the PSLF since March of last year. And more than 90 rural organizations are urging members of Congress to support the Fair Credit for Farmers Act.
Farmers typically borrow from local banks, but family farms or other small-scale operations may be seen as a financial risk. That means relying on the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency, or FSA, often seen as a lender of last resort. The Fair Credit for Farmers Act would improve access to FSA money, relax loan eligibility rules, and extend repayment terms by 2 years. Barb Kalbaugh, a fourth-generation Iowa farmer in Adair County, says FSA loans would especially help farmers just starting out.
And it's important that they not serve just the guys that have 5 to 10,000 acres, but also the small farmer to give them a chance to be able to make a beginning.
The National Family Farm Coalition says low prices and poor economic conditions have challenged small to mid-sized farmers and ranchers for decades. I'm Mark Moran.
Finally, our Alex Gonzalez lets us know the ACLU of Arizona was successful in defeating 93% of the bills it opposed during the Arizona legislative session.
President of the ACLU of Arizona, Belen Gonzalez, says their biggest challenge this year was a divided government where the Republican-controlled legislature attempted to advance what the group calls anti-civil rights and liberties bills. Gonzalez says it's time for a bold move toward ensuring what she calls true reproductive freedom.
This measure will enshrine abortion as a constitutional right in Arizona, ensuring that anyone who needs abortion care can get it, and that providers are not criminalized for providing health care.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. Here's our radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.